On Wednesday, October 13th, TNAC, or Troy Neighborhood Action Council, and the Troy Rehabilitation Improvement Project, or TRIP, hosted an opportunity for community members to mingle. This replaced their usual candidate forum that they usually host as an opportunity for community members to engage with candidates running for office. Candidates in attendance were D. Colin Charleston from District 1, Keani Conley Wilson from District 5, Marquita Edwards from District 6, and Stephen Figueroa from District 2. This is Marie Gavazzi from TNAC talking about why the event changed format.
Because there were a large number of candidates who weren't able to attend due to other events that got scheduled after this one was scheduled. And it was felt that it's important to provide information and education for people to make an informed choice at the polls. So instead, they're going to be doing short recordings with the candidates, visual recording. We didn't want people who didn't hear to be disappointed, and so that's why we're having the mingle tonight. And as you can see, there's a fair number of people who've come here and with other purposes, like meeting people from their own neighborhoods, as well as finding out how to learn about the candidates. And also, I'm going to be going around asking people to write down questions that they may have for the candidates that then could be used during the recording sessions.
Hi, my name's Shirley Buell. I'm co-president of the League of Women Voters of Rensselaer County. And we are encouraging everybody to look at early voting as an option. If you do early voting, there's three sites in the county. You may choose whichever one you want to. Atrium in downtown Troy, Brunswick, off Route 7, and Skodak for 9 and 20. This is a local election, and even though it doesn't get as much interest, it's actually so important for people to vote. There's a lot of money coming down from the federal government, and people you choose will be making decisions on where the money's used. So really, we want everyone to get out and vote. It starts the 23rd of October through the 31st. And then you can also vote on November 2nd, of course. So.
Excellent. And why did you show up here tonight?
I live in downtown Troy, so I was thinking there might be my representatives coming in.
Is that District 4?
Yes, it is.
Although no representatives from District 4 showed up, while I was talking with Shirley Buell, D. Colin Charleston from District 1 walked in.
I came to this event tonight, although it sort of changed in theme, because I think it's really important to meet the community that I potentially represent. One of my favorite things during campaigning was meeting with candidates, knocking on doors, and having conversations. And this is another opportunity to do just that. I'm running because I want to see some things change. And I talk a lot about change. And for folks who know me as a poet and an artist, I talk a lot about change in what I do. And this is another way to really implement the change that I'm already talking about. As far as the things I want to see change, I want to see abandoned homes and filled in, rehabilitated, taken care of. There's simple things that people have talked about that I feel will help them feel like the city's invested in how they live. And as far as other issues, I'm really big on young people and programming, prevention, and reform. We've had lots of conversations as a community about what reform looks like with policing and what does it look like to invest in community. I think all of those things are important. So, yeah, I hope people will come out and they'll vote for me.
So, Dee, you've been knocking on doors. What has your experience been on the streets?
One thing I've observed is that, you know, some people, when I knock on the door and I talk to them, they say that they don't actually know who their city council person is or who's representing their district and that they've never met that person. And I don't think that politics should be that distant, you know, especially if we're making decisions that directly impact the lives of the people in our community. Our community members should know who we are and they should be able to have conversations with us.
no matter what neighborhood they're living in. And how we get information out, I think, is really important. One-on-one conversations, small group meetings, maybe meetings that happen throughout the year where people can come and chat and they can get updates and share their concerns. That's really important. And when we have those kinds of meetings, especially in a neighborhood, getting the word out that it's happening so more people can attend and be aware of what's happening around them is really important.
Awesome. Thanks.
The night was warm, and as people mingled, I made my way through the candidates and met up with Stephen Figueroa from District 2.
I decided to show up because at the end of the day, I'm not running for me. I'm not running to gain power. It's all about the people. And I know that people are concerned, and I'm here to listen to what they have to say and how can we improve District 2. So, I decided to still come. There was a lot of residents that were still coming. And at the end of the day, it's about hearing them and being that voice for them. So it is very important that we still come here and listen to these concerns in District 2.
I know we have a fuller-length interview coming out with you on the Hudson Mohawk magazine, but if you had to sort of summarize, what drove you to run for City Council Representative in District 2?
I mean, I think like any other candidate, you know, they want to see change, but most importantly is the safety of our neighborhoods. I want to definitely invest in the public safety in our neighborhoods, make our neighborhoods more safer by creating more resources and opportunities for programs for young people that I currently work on actively. We have great programs that's going on. We want to expand that. We definitely want to work on affordable housing and landlord accountability. There's a lot of building developers, a lot of people coming to our neighborhoods and doing, you know, what they want. And I think it's time that we set standards. If you're going to come and develop in Troy, if you're going to buy property, we have to set standards. We have to set policies and make sure that the landlords are being accountable so that we can keep these houses, these streets clean and things like that.
Excellent. Well, I'm not going to eat up too much more of your time so that you have time to mingle with people. But is there anything else that we should know here today?
Any residents, any of my constituents in North Central, I'm really an open book, open door policy. If there's anything that's concerned, I definitely want to hear it because I'm definitely want to see change in District 2.
So, hi, I'm Amanda Tobias. I ran for Troy City Council in District 1 back in 2019. And my advice to people who are running for the first time trying to unseat incumbents is to get out and meet new people in the community. So there's a lot of voters who don't make it out to the polls, so give them something to go out to the polls for.
My name's Kiani Conley-Wilson, and I'm running for District 5 City Council in Troy. And I really decided to run because I wanted to see a lot of different changes happen in Troy. There are some neighborhoods that get a lot of attention, a lot of resources, and some neighborhoods like mine that tend to not get a lot of resources. And I wanted to make sure everyone could be able to enjoy Troy and, you know, have a good quality of life, which includes, you know, really nice housing and affordable housing that's dignified, having jobs that allow you to pay your bills. And then also I really care about sustainability, making sure that people have space to actually enjoy the environment and enjoy the outdoors and connect with the land. And then also just making sure that our leaders are accountable. So making sure we're making responsible decisions that are wise, monetarily, socially, all of that kind of stuff. So those are really the core values of why I'm running.
This has turned into a little bit different of a format outside the church here. Why did you decide to still show up, and why is it important to be out in the community?
You know, running for council means that you need to actually really engage and connect with your constituents in, you know, places where you may not always be at. And so I thought it was really important still to show up and make myself available to those who may have not heard that the Meet the Candidates portion of the event was canceled or just wanted to come out and talk. And I know earlier Marquita, Danielle, and I put out a statement really encouraging folks to come out, candidates to come out, because we really just want to connect with folks and make sure that their concerns can be heard, even if they may not, you know, have the means always to come to all these council meetings and all of that.
And Marquita, you're running for City Council in District 6.
Yes, that's correct. Right now we are running on sustainable housing, making sure that we've got also programs in place for our youth, and also that we are working to help build up small businesses and minority-owned businesses.
Cool.
Me being a community organizer, I felt that it was necessary for me to come out and meet some of my neighbors that I might not know already. Regardless, at the end of the day, of me being a candidate, I am a community organizer.